Parish K, Parshas Lech Lecha, Saturday Terry, Manchester.
Yes. These sedras, early sedras, and the sedras of Bereshis, they're so full of so many messages, there's so much here, always make me wonder. The very first Rashi, at the very beginning of Bereshis, Rashi says, Rashi brings the medrash, the Torah really should only have started from Achodesh Hazeh Lochem. So why did it start from Bereshis? Rashi will tell us, but the Kashi is Steinish. What do you mean? Miss out Bereshis, it was Noach Lechem, all these wonderful sedras. So it always bothered me. And this year I saw Pshat. It doesn't mean miss it out. It put all these Bereshis, all these put it in, but not here. Start off with Achodesh Hazeh Lochem. That's what Rashi means. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rahos Hora Hatzchak La Torah Elab Achodesh Hazeh Lochem. Start off, the Torah is a book of mitzvahs. Start off with the first mitzvah. And somewhere along we'll put in the sedras. Don't mean miss out the whole Sefer Bereshis. Of course you're going to put them. But why is it important to start with Bereshis? That's what Rashi means. It made me feel very good. No suggestion to omit the sedras of Sefer Bereshis. Okay. The Lech Lecha is Azoy. The Alshich, Kedaka Bakoish is very marich. He has loads of questions at the beginning of the parsha, but there's one or two points that he makes that it's very valuable for us to hear. He asks the following question. It's a question we could have asked. The Seder begins with Vayom Hashem al Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avram, gave him a message. He told him, I want you to leave home. You have to go away. Your purpose in life won't be fulfilled here. You've got to go out. You go away from here. Okay. So the Pasuk tells Vayom Hashem al Avram a message. So Avram did what Shemachah said to him. That's Pasuk Aleph. In Pasuk Zayin, Hashem comes to Avram again. When Avram arrives in Eretz Yisrael, it says, Vayera Hashem el Avram. Hashem appeared to Avram and he gave him another message. Frek the Alshich, why not Vayera Hashem el Avram in the beginning? But what's the Vayoyim Hashem el Avram, then later Vayera Hashem el Avram? But Vayoyim, is there a difference between Vayoyim Hashem and Vayera Hashem? And why at the beginning of the Pasha does Hashem speak to Avram, Vayoyim Hashem el Avram, a message, but later on, Vayera Hashem el Avram? The truth is, of course, that we don't know what is the difference between a message from Hashem and a vuah. What is the vuah? Ruach HaKodesh? We don't know. But what is Vayera Hashem? What do you see? We don't know what all that means. But obviously there's a difference. Frek the Alshich, why Vayoyim Hashem el Avram and not Vayera? Like it's got, a few minutes later it's got Vayera. Then he also wants to say, Lech Lecha. Lahana Oscar, Rashi says, it's difficult for your benefit. Of course, if you do what Hashem says, it's going to be for your good. Do I need to say, Lech Lucha, go and you'll benefit by it? Because, why does Avram need reward? But that's not the point. The point is, Lech, go. Obviously, Hashem will tell him to do something which isn't for his benefit. Why does he have to say, Lucha, go for your benefit? Okay, go. Then he asks, Lach HaKashim, the Kashim's all, one by field, they're very good. You go away. You're here, go away. So, if you're going away to someone else, you're going away. May I answer her? So I say, Lech Lecha, to where I tell you to go. Lech Lecha el Ha'oretz Asher Ha'arecha. Go to the land which I will show you. Right, okay. So, Anoyam, that means go away from your land. So why say Lech Lecha, may I answer her? What do you need to say that for? And why does he need reward? Shmuel said to him, go and blah, 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 blah. Go, because I want him to go. You've got to tell Avram, go and you'll benefit, you'll have Eschol Gadol. Why does Hashem have to mention that to Avram? Gornish. And then, Emes, there is another very good question. If Avram's tafkid in life is to be machnis people, tachas kamfei hashchina, Avram's job is to bring people to understand Emunah, the easiest people to persuade are your locals. The people that you live with, the people that you're surrounded by, they're the people that know you and recognize you, and you can get your message across to them easier than total strangers. So why Lech Lecha? Why go over there to be Magaya people? Start at home. Do your job here. That's for the answer. These sort of questions. So he says like this. The Shoresh, the root, the connection of the Neshama of Abraham and of Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. When you're not in Eretz Yisrael, you're not there. Half of you is missing. Lech lecha. Go to yourself. Go and meet yourself. Go and meet your other piece. The real you, the real Abraham is from Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, it's Finster, it's Gatenish. That's why it can't be Vayera. There can be no Vayera in Chutz La'aretz. That's the question. There's no Nevoah in Chutz La'aretz. It's the questions with and various times in Nach where it's mentioned Nevoah in Chutz La'aretz. And Yoinah ran away because then the Shmacha won't speak to him. Eretz Yisrael, on Eretz Yisrael, Gatenish. So there's no Vayera. That's why later on, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, it's perfect. Avram went and he came to Eretz Yisrael. Vayera Hashem el Avram, Vayomer lezalcha. Once you're in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it says Vayivin Shom Mizbech Hashem Hanira Elov. Ooh, now I've reached a madrig of Hanira because I'm in Eretz Yisrael. That was and that's the same thing here. If he stays here and Megaya these people are not. It's not going to blibe. The only ones that the real tafkid of Avraham is his egen a kinder, yidim et bleiben, right? That's a bible. His therefore the eschal go godel was not a reward. Hashem said to him, go away because then I'll make you a great nation. No. Your tachlis is to be bring people to fashtay, to come closer to the Rebbeinu Shloim. The only way you'll succeed that is with your own kinder. That's why Avraham Avinu later on was complaining to Hashem, "Chodesh Kinder, what's going on here? My aim is to bring kedusha into the world." And Hein li loynosata zora vehinei ben bezi yoreish oisi. And I later on Avraham Avinu said, "I've got no children, and of course, because I've got no children, my aim in life, my goal will not succeed." So that the whole thing, Eretz Yisrael, going into Avraham Avinu to be able to do what he has to do to be mashrish in his kinder, and that's why Lazaracha, that's why it was vitally important that Avraham Avinu can have Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the place where Yidden will have the kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Eschel Gagodl is not a reward; it's that's your job to do, and maybe for Ferem for the Alakashas. Lecha, me'artzecha, is got to go away from here. Here this is not your land. You don't belong here. You might be born here. You might be a hippie, but here's nothing. It's not you. This is strange. This is foreign land. Eretz Yisrael is where we belong. Okay. Azel and Alshik. Okay. So, Avraham Avinu is told, get up and go. So, let's have a look at the beginning, how Avraham went. Pasuk Dalad and Hay, Naim Latera now makes a few comments on these two psukim. So, Hashem told Avraham what to do. Vayelech Avraham, kashedibe elav Hashem. The kashedibe elav Hashem really is superfluous. Okay. Vayelech Avraham. Vayelech Avraham. Hashem told Avraham go. Vayelech Avraham. The pasuk could have said Vayelech Avraham. No, the pasuk says Vayelech Avraham, kashedibe elav Hashem. Now, Vayelech ito loit, and loit went with him. VaAvraham ben chomei shana v'shivim shana b'seisu b'charon. Avraham was 75 years old when he left Charon. Next pasuk. Vayikach Avram took his Sarai Ishtoi. Ves loy benochim. Ves kol ruchushim. All their possessions. Ves hanefesh and all the people. Actually, also b'charon they'd be megaya. Vayetzu lalechaz atzukana. Vayemo atzukana. Right. So pasuk Dalet says Vayelech Avram, and pasuk Hey says Vayikach Avram Sarai Ishtoi. So what Dalet and what's Hey? So Dalet is an outline. Vayelech Avram. And what were the details? Next pasuk gives us the details. Now, how did he go? Vayikach Avram, Sarah Ishtoi, and Loit, and the people. So that's fine. But if that's the case, what's Vayelech Itoi Loit doing in the first pasuk? And what's Avram ben Chomesh Shani Bechlal got to do with it? Why didn't he tell how old he is? Avram was 75, so what? What lessons are there? What was the necessity for telling us that? And if it isn't necessary, why punked in mitten here? And then, not a problem. What right did Avram have to take Loit with him? Can't take Loit with him. Hashem said, Lech lecha mi beis avicha. I want you out of the house. Nothing to do with your family. Cut off family ties. The family toignish. So Avram's not... not freaked the of Naim Latoro. What how do we bring the psukim here? So he says, "Very good." Answers all the questions like this. Lloyd, Avram's packing up, ready to get ready to go, and he's telling everyone, "We're going now." Huh? And according to where the Naim Latoro learns this, there is a Shein Abshat and Nefeshash also Bechoron. These were the people he was Magaya. He supported them. He supported his koilal. He had a koilal. How many were the nefesh? 200, 300? He supported them all. They were his people. He's not going to... Therefore, that's why, if he supports them all, explains why he had to go to Mitzrayim when there's a famine. Because he asked Anoch HaKasha. Avraham went to Mitzrayim, there's no food. Excuse me. Did the whole of Eretz Canaan leave the land because there's no food? But he emptied out. No food. What's that? No food. That you'll scrimp and save. You manage. You'll get by. That's all right if it's Avraham and Sarah. But Avraham's got 200 people he's supporting. He's got a ganze koilal. He can't manage that. And they said, it's all right. I can manage myself. But with that, so I had to take the whole lot with him. And Nefesh also Bechoron went with. He can't forsake them, right? So Lloyd came. So Avraham being is busy preparing to go, and he's telling all the chaverot, "Listen, we're getting ready. We've got to go." Blah, 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 blah. And Lloyd comes along and says, "I want to come with." So Avraham says, "This is for dear." So he says, "What do you mean? I'm no worse than Nefesh also Bechoron. I'm family. Yeah, if all these strangers, you're makarev them to the Baruch Shalom, and me, you won't be makarev, I want to come with." Vayelech itay Lloyd, and Lloyd went with him. Not Avraham didn't lechalchila want to take him. That answers the kasha, why did he take him? He didn't want to take him, but Lloyd came with a taina, and Avraham didn't have an answer. Why am I worse than Nefesh HaShasub Bechorim? Why am I worse than strangers? Now the emphasis is, Lloyd was popping. Lloyd was no genuine. He wanted to be lahachnis tachas kampei hashchina. He was after Avram's money. That's why the pasuk says, "Vayelech Avram kasha dibel of Hashem." Why did Avram go kasha dibel of Hashem? The Hashem told him, "Vayelech itoy." The Gaon says itoy and imoy, a big difference. Itoy is walking side by side. Imoy is with the same intention. Lloyd went with him, but not imoy. Itoy. He went with him. You know why he went with him? Because Avram ben Chomei Shonim Vishivim Shonah, he had an old uncle of 75 with no family, no kids to be Yosef. He said, "Come on, which fool would leave behind? He's connected with a rich uncle." So all right, Avram wasn't the millionaire yet, but he wasn't poor. I mean, he was supporting his koilah, so he was okay. Richer, but now he wasn't poverty stricken.
So he knew he would be the only one who would be ownership.
Whether Lloyd knew Avram, the promise that Avram's going to be rich, basically how much he knew. But as it is now, look, you've got an uncle who's got a stickle property on a hot cane and ish, so stick with. You know why? Because Avram, but he had something. He must have had something. He wasn't poor, but okay. And like I said, you know, if your uncle's a multimillionaire, and if he's not a multimillionaire, but if he's just a rich guy, you stay with him. If you're the one's got the money, you know. Okay. Okay, yeah. But that's achav pshat in them. Lav davka. Rashi says that, but we'll learn pshat in that about. Okay, all right. Okay, so that's Avram's moving away. Avram gets a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lezarecha etein es haaretz hazois. Toskeit zayin. Eretz Yisrael is for your kinder. Vayivin shom mizbeach l'Hashem anira elov. Avraham Avinu built a mizbeach l'Hashem anira elov. The Bereishim came to me. I've reached this darga. I'm Eretz Yisrael. Kavaldik. He made a mizbeach. From there, zot laksava kavala is a raya that Avraham Avinu had on his arrival in Eretz Canaan. On his way, he was already matzliach in his aim of bringing people tachas kampei hashchina. It's a proof from this pasuk. What's the proof from this pasuk? He's come to a strange land, right? A pastor, he's not been here before. And amongst these people, the people in Canaan, he's in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Canaan. And Akbohu gives him a beautiful piece of news, and he builds him his Beach Lashem, right? How dare he build him his Beach Lashem? When he moves away tomorrow, these Chevrol use him for Avodah Zarah. He can't do that. Tashmish Kedusha. Avraham was batuach. Already he could see, he'd already seen fruits of his labor. The people were mamin. He was safe. He knew that there wouldn't be a problem. This Mizbeach that he built here, Hanira Elov, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has come to him and he's seen already fruits of his labor. The people are listening to him and they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mizbeach is safe. Otherwise, he wouldn't have built a Mizbeach. So the Ksav HaKabbalah is a raya from here. La Avraham Avinu already saw Hatzlacha in his work. Okay, Yesh Lahakshos, we could ask questions. Oh, but it's a beautiful stickala. Okay, let's go now to what would appear to be a difficult shtikala here. Right, to verstehen what went on with Avram and Sarai in Mitzrayim. First of all, let's just, the Pasuk tells us that as they came to Mitzrayim, Avram said to Sarai, Hine no yodati ki ishi yifas mare'ot, I now know you're a beautiful woman. Right, says Rashi, that until now lo hike bo machmas tziniyuso, until now Avram Avinu hadn't recognized her beauty, but now, because of what happened, according to Medrash, they crossed over the river and he saw her reflection in the water. He said, oh wow, she's extremely beautiful. Okay. You're not allowed to make kiddush. You're not allowed to marry a woman until you look at her first. Why? Because if you take her without knowing what she looks like, perhaps when you see her, she'll be unpleasant to you. He might come to hate her. Right? So how could Avraham Avinu marry Sarah without having first seen her? That's the kasha. Well, fraked. Nope. The Naam Latoro says, very simple, no problem at all with Avraham Avinu. The reason why you mustn't marry without first seeing is Shema Tiskane Olav. If you didn't know what she looks like, and afterwards you marry her, and you find her unpleasant, her appearance unpleasant, it'll grow in you a sinner and it's finished. Avraham Avinu lived Kedusha B'tzinius. Avraham Avinu, his whole life was an abdarge of Kedusha. It's not Shayach Tiskane Olav. What was it? She won't be beautiful. She won't be pretty. Why bother him? Her physical appearance won't bother him at all. If a person is on that darge, that's Avraham Avinu's darge, Madrege of Kedusha, of the way of life, he doesn't need a beautiful wife. He needs not somebody who's... it's not Cheshash. Tiskane Olav. The Cheshash is maybe he'll come to hate her, and the Torah says, that couldn't happen with Avraham. Avraham Avinu is not marked on these sort of things. We're safe. A simple pshat. But let's go to the difficult part here now. The arrival in Mitzrayim. So Avraham Avinu said to Sarah, we've got a problem. We've got a big problem here now. These chevra are not used to seeing a beautiful woman. They'll see you, and when the Mitzrayim see you, they'll say, this is his wife. They'll kill me, and you, they will keep alive. Therefore, I ask of you a favor. The best thing is, please do this. When you get there, they say, who are you? Say, you're my sister. Lema'an yitavli ba'avurech, very shved psukim, in order that yitavli, he will be good to me, Poshet Mitzrayim or Paroi, ba'avurech, because of you. Zok Rashi, yitnuli matonos, he'll give me presents. If I come to Mitzrayim and I have a very beautiful sister, and Paroi or the people see and they would like her hand in marriage, they'll come to me and they'll give me plenty of money. Yeah, leman yitavli ba'avurech, yeah, which is very shver, because I'm Avinu later on, we know, Avraham Avinu didn't want wealth from, yeah? And my soul will live because of you. Okay. So the question everybody asks is, and it looks like Avraham Avinu couldn't care less about her. You know, you'll be okay, Jack, but she'll be okay. She's going to go and end up in Paris, whatever. The wife of one of these Scots in there, what kind of a life is that for her? But they'll do this for me so that I'll be okay. So he's worried about himself and not about sorrow. It doesn't go down nicely at all. That's not pshat, though. So, the Be'er Yosef says, very, very simply and very straightforward, Avraham Avinu was a good orator. He was a good speaker. Ariah, he persuaded people to go away up from their age-old emunah, and he could talk people. He could talk to people, right? If he comes to Mitzrayim, and he comes with this beautiful woman, and they want her, and they want to do, Avraham Avinu will be able to, in time, get them to understand with Avraham's, through his character and through his personal presence, he'll be able to get the people to leave her alone. So he'll be able to overcome the problem. It's a problem, but it needs Chochmah to be able to overcome it. But Avraham Avinu could do that. The problem would be, Ki yiru oisach ha-mitzim, as soon as the Mitzrayim see you, Fogu I see, boom, oh, get rid of him, boom, he's gone. So now it's too late now. They'll kill me. Say you're my sister. And therefore they will want to schmooze me unto. They will want to give me presents. But I don't want the presents, but they'll be kind to me, they'll nice to me, and therefore I will be able to eventually persuade them to back off and leave alone. I'll stay alive for your sake. If Avram gets killed, who'll look after Sarah? Right? What will happen? If Avram's gone, Sarah's really in trouble. She's got the rest of her life with time with the Chweiz was. Therefore, if we do this trick, if you say you're my sister, and we buy time, and I'll be able to sort things out, I'll stay alive, and it'll be good for you. As only let the Be'yoyis. And the B'Shem Shalom Falhish goes further. The B'Shem Shalom Falhish says like this. The Dor Ramban, it's a Shverer Ramban, can't go into it just now. The Ramban learns that Avraham Avinu he criticized Avraham for two things. He shouldn't have gone down to Mitzrayim because of the famine. He should have been boteach in the Bo'im Shalom look after him, as I tell us the Ramban. And he put himself and his wife in Muritika Sakona in Mitzrayim. Not this correct to do that. And that's why it's Oynish. Okay, that's as I let the Ramban. Lots of Mephoshim are not happy with this tikkun. Rabbi Shimshon Mephoshim says very simply like this. Especially with what we've learned, that Avraham Avinu was Mefarnes, his Nefesh, also Bacharon. Avraham Avinu wasn't a single individual, him and his wife, there were no children, but he had a whole chevra that relying on him. He has to feed them. In Canaan, it's not shech to be b'tech. You cannot be talking of zich. I cannot be talking on you for you. I cannot be talking to Moshe to look after me and give me what I need. But I can't have b'tochen, then you'll be alright. So Avraham Avinu can't rely on his b'tochen. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo look after me, I'll be able to feed all these people. I've got an achrayus to feed all these people. Therefore, the chodesh ga'itza, I have to go away. So therefore, bal korchoi, he has to travel. And Mitzrayim is the obvious place, well, because it was near, because it was they had food, whatever it is. It's a moridika sakonam, fafalam, vozom and ton. But if I ain't getting Mitzrayim in a sakonam, I'll just get eaten. A sakonam, without that in sakonam, if I stay here where I am in sakonam, I'm going to die, there's no food. And if I go to Mitzrayim, it's a sakonam. Okay, so I have to go. But Baal Korcha, it's not a lachatchila, it's a b'dievet, I go to Mitzrayim, else a sakonam. Right. The sakonam of the woman is as follows. Sarah is in danger of being taken away by king or by anybody, right? The difference between the sakana of a single girl and the sakana of a married lady is entirely different, right? A single girl, the people try to pretend they're nice, and so they will woo her, and they will persuade Avram, and they will blah, blah, blah. So nothing terrible will happen as yet, and they'll be able to get out of the things. And Ish, on the spot, they'll guilt bump Ish, the minute you come in Ish, there's only one way. The goyim know, the Hebrew know, Ish, you can't have Ish. The only way is get rid of the Ish. So they kill me. So Avraham Avinu had to go to Mitzrayim, and he had to take this risk, but he was doing her the favor. He was doing her the favor, not looking after himself. I want to be on the chosen after me, glolech. I need to stay alive. We both need to stay alive, and you need to stay away. You need to be free from having to marry Chas v'Shalom one of these chevra. Even further, the Bar Yosef goes a step further, this muridik. The halacha is, if it's a question on Avera, Yehoreg Val Yava. Yeah, Yehoreg Val Yava. there are shittas that hold the isha is not mechoyev because she's karka oilam. The isha is not active in the avera. Okay, all right. But whether you say yes or no, the halacha is that if she wants, she can be moisa nefesh. And isha, even if you will say she's not mechoyev al pe halacha, yehoreg val yavar in yonis zanus, but permitted, she's allowed to be. If she doesn't want to over the avera, she's allowed to be moisa nefesh and allow herself to be put to death. So if she's a single girl, and she comes into Eretz Yisrael, and she comes into Mitzrayim, if she stays married to Avraham, and Avraham's alive, she says to them, I'm sister, and they nevertheless take her. Now she knows that she's married, and she knows that it's Asa, if it's Asa for her, all. She knows she's permitted to be Moisa Nefesh and die rather than go be married to one of the Goyim. Right. Whereas, if Avraham has been killed, then she's a Penuya, she's free, then she's got no right to allow herself to die. She'll have to live the rest of her life with her Shagets. Which is better? Come on. Which is better for her? You'd much prefer that to have the option to die rather than stay alive. The two choices. If I'm the husband and I stay your husband, you then have you have a danger, a goy will take you away, you'll have to be married to a goy, but then you have the option as a heilige vrouw that you are, you won't want it, you'll be moist in effort, you'll die al kiddush Hashem, and you won't have to go through a whole life of zanus with a goy. Whereas if I'm dead, you haven't got that option. If I'm dead, you will have to stay alive. You'll have to stay alive. Why does everyone say V'oisach Yechayu? Why does he mention you that will keep alive? Yeah, if they keep you alive and you won't be allowed to put yourself to death, you won't be allowed to be Moisa Nefesh because you're a Penuya, you're going to have a terrible life. You're going to live the rest of your life with a goy. V'oisach Yechayu, is that what you want? The best scenario would be, say, sister, and therefore they won't kill me, and therefore you're an Asia Seish, and therefore if the worst comes to the worst, they take you away, you can allow yourself to die. So this is the Toiva. It was her more than himself. It was her that he was thinking of. Okay. You mentioned, Avraham paid his hotel bills. Yeah, on the way down. He wasn't rich on the way down. He paid. Okay. Now, Andrew Fregan, I ask you, have you ever tried it? You're going on a trip and you're going down and you stay overnight in a hotel and I'll pay on my way back. Yeah? Leave it now. I'll see you in 3 months' time when I come back. Who'll give him credit? You know, we don't know him. Who is he? What? Who? When? Right? So what do you mean he paid? Right? Pshat Zazoi. Avraham Avinu came along with his couple of hundred people. He wants to take the hotel over. Yeah, he's going to have people. He wants to go like that, right? So he comes in. Well, it's £100 a room. Come on, give me a discount. You know, besides which, I've got, I can have a discount here. You know, I've got a lot of people and I can't afford £200 a room. £100 a room for 200 people. Okay, they gave him a discount. But on his way back, he was a grisha gavir. Now I'll pay back, I don't need the discount. Hopana hakavoisin, he paid, he gave him back. And what's more, as Lam Latera says, that he was very happy to do it because it's a Kiddush Hashem. What's the Kiddush Hashem? On the way down, he wasn't so rich, and now on the way back, he became a multimillionaire. Let the world see what's haste Avraham Avinu. And the world, Lamazon and the world knew that Avraham Avinu had been promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu great success, and Nebuchadnezzar is the Chaparon, a man, you know, he's not done look good. He comes back full with everything. Covered Mahoy, Bamikna, Bakesev, Azov. But I'll talk about that 1 second. The Kesev Azov. He came back full of all this and he went to these hotels. Not necessarily, but they paid it, they did pay. Just to let them see. Because Hashem, he sees the Rock of Hashem, where I am, I'm holding. So to say that he borrowed and paid back his Zeshver because he would lend. Bakesev, Azov, it says Avraham was heavily laden. With Kesef and Zahav, a bit difficult. Because if you look in the Pasuk, Paroi gave Avraham presents. What did he give him? No cash. Vahiloi, Toi, Boko, Chamoirim, Avodim, Shvochas, Asoimus, Ugmanim. Avraham Avinu was very wealthy. He had many, many flocks of Alazot Zachan. But Avraham covered Moiv, Bamikne, yet, yeah, but Kesef and Zahav, where's the silver and the gold? forward. Elamai Muzal Zogin, he sold some of his assets and he realized cash. So Avraham Avinu, when he went out of Mitzrayim, he had besides Mikneh, he had Kesef Zob. Why? Because Simon Mas Avay, Simon Levonim. The Ramban talks about it, that the whole business of Avraham coming now down to Mitzrayim is Mas Avay, Simon Levonim. Why did Avraham go down to Mitzrayim? Because of a famine. The Yidden went down to Mitzrayim with Yaakov because of a famine. What happened when Avraham came to Mitzrayim? Paro Gechepet. What happened when the Yidden came to Mitzrayim? Paro Gechepet. And what happened to Paro? He got Nagoyim Gedolim. That's what happened to Paro as a Makis. And the Yidden went out, Birchus Godal. Avraham Avinu wants to make sure they go out with cash. Not just credit cards, he'd have cash. Therefore, Avraham Avinu in Mitzrayim, he realized cash, so that when he left Mitzrayim, he had Mikneh and Kesef and Zohar, so that when his Eindikach would go out to Mitzrayim years later, they'd also have Kesef and Zohar, they'd also have cash. That's why he made it into cash, so that this bracha would be made coin for them as well. Okay, Rabbi Sir? Yeah. Kotel, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Rabbi Mubarak Lolam. Olam Olam Ayo. Rikhu. Amen.